J.C. Stanlin, most of you know, but he's pastor at St. Andrew Primitive Baptist Church in Panama City, Florida, and a good friend to all of us, to this church, and we're just happy that he was able to be here tonight. And
Brother Clayton is a very wise man. He tells the preacher that's got an hour and a half to drive home tonight to take all the time he wants. I've heard that you've had some excellent preaching this weekend already, and I rejoice in that. It has been my loss not to be here to be a part of it, but I hear good things and I rejoice in that. I do want to, if the Lord will bless, open up services tonight. We want to hear these brethren preach. We'll take but just a minute. But I would just like to address something that thrills my heart and comforts me because I know what I am. I'd like to speak to you just briefly about what happens when a sinner meets Jesus Christ. In Luke chapter 18, verse number 10, the Lord is expressing this in a parable. He says, two men went up into the temple to pray. Now, there's a lot of preaching here, but there's a couple of points I want to make here, so I'm going to try to get past the other thoughts and down to the main point here. Two men went up to the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. And you know the contrast between the two. Generally, the Pharisees were self-righteous, and the publicans, everybody knew that they were sinners. They practiced sin. That was the philosophy they did. Well, these two men, the Pharisee, stood and prayed thus with himself, a self-righteous prayer. He went to pray, but he was a self-righteous prayer. He prayed thus with himself. And this is what he said. He says, God, I thank thee that I'm not as other men are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, or even as this publican. Boy, he put the publican at the bottom of the list. I mean, he was the worst of the worst. That was his prayer. But I'm thankful that I'm not as bad as he is. And then he went on to say, tell how righteous he was. He's talking to God now, telling God how righteous he is. He says, I fast twice in the week. I give tithes of all that I possess. He was just convincing the Lord that he was worthy of the Lord. He was worthy of heaven. He was worthy of all the blessings the Lord gave him because of his being and what he did. And then there's the other man, when the real sinner met Jesus Christ. And the publican, he was known to be a sinner, and he knew himself to be a sinner. And the publican standing afar off would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven. This was a man broken by his sin. I love to meet people who are broken by their sin. They're grieved by their sin. They're ashamed of their sin. So this man, he was so grieved because of his sin that he would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but he smote upon his breast. That was in that time, that was a practice for one that was extremely grieved, exceedingly grieved. They were pained in their heart because of his sin. You know, how often do you find someone that is so grieved because of their sin? I'm going to ask you a question, and it's a revealing question. How many of you lay on your bed at night, wake up in the night, and your sins come to your mind? You ever have that happen?
Yeah.
And then you try to go back to sleep. That's when you pray for grace, for deliverance,
yes,
and for mercy.
Amen.
This man smote upon his breast. He was saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He wasn't trying to tell God how righteous he was, or how righteous he had made himself, or how many great things he had done for God. He was pleading for mercy. Mercy because he needed deliverance from the pain and the shame of his sin. Now there's a difference in deliverance from the pain and shame of sin and deliverance from shame and or from sin before God the Father. In Romans chapter 5, the Apostle Paul tells us that we are justified by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. So when God the Father looks at you, he looks at you through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, and you're justified before God as a child of God that is fit for heaven because Jesus Christ declared on the cross, it is finished. Amen. And when he had finished what he came to do, he had justified everyone that God the Father had given to him. But this man smote upon his breast. He's saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. He was pleading for mercy. Then he had met Jesus. And Jesus said this about that man. He says, I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. Rather than the other who was self-righteous and had set out to justify himself. But so how was he justified? If Jesus Christ justified every one of his children by his shed blood, how was this man justified? Jesus said he went down to his house justified. That means that day he was justified. He was justified because he believed that this was the man who could relieve his sin, the pain and the shame. He had looked upon the one that could relieve him from the pain and the shame of his sin. He gazed upon him, and he knew that right there was his relief. Where is your relief today? Your relief is not in yourself. This is in this message. It's not, your relief is not in any human being, not even in any preacher. Your relief is in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
That's the reason that the Apostle Paul said in Hebrews chapter 12 and verse number 2, he says, looking unto Jesus, just look to him. He's the author and the finisher of our faith. That man, that publican, came to Jesus Christ in faith, and his faith was justified because he looked to the one that could relieve him from the shame and the pain of his sin. He went to his home house justified. So how do you think he felt when he lay down on his bed that night? I just know that that man says, oh, today I have met grace. Today I've met mercy. Today I have met my relief. Much like the woman who came to him and began to bathe his, she was a sinner woman, came to him bathing his feet in her tears, and she went out to her house rejoicing because she had met her Savior. We need to spend time meeting with our Savior. We need to come to the house of God to meet our Savior, to hear of him, to hear of his word, to be comforted and encouraged, to hear the preaching of the gospel. And you know, the older I get, the more I favor a statement made by Abraham Lincoln. When I think about these things, it thrills me. And Abraham Lincoln, who was raised up among the primitive Baptists, he said he liked to see his preachers preach like they were fighting off a swarm of bees. You know what that means? He likes to see a man preach like he believes what he's saying. I believe that Jesus Christ relieved that man of the pain and the shame of his sin, and he went down to his house justified that night. May God bless you, my prayer.
Amen.